Gareth, the Chavazim came out to Kareef, Rosh, Tosis. Chavir and Kiddush, Daimel, and Nisan, Vizan. Afgan, Shechayavas, Mikomakom, Enan, Motzios, Al, Lenoshim, Acheros, Kain, Nirali. No explanation, no nothing. But the Marshal does say it, so it's here. Okay, Rabbi Osai. I wanted to ask you to find me something, which I could. I don't know if I have it. I mentioned to you once before that there are some who compare Kiddush to Kiddush Bechor, where there was a Takdish Lashem Elokecha. I mean, there's a Kedusha Tivis Mileda, Bechor is Kodesh Mirechem. We're still supposed to superimpose our own human Kedusha, human given Kedusha onto it. I saw it quoted in the Das, the Canaan, the Bali HaTosis HaShalim, presumably on the part of his office and Mashav was the catch. So I'm not sure what that means even. I have a regular Das Canaan and it's printed in every Mikros Gedolos. I don't think it's there. Have you found it?
I mean, there's a sefer in the Chumash section, the base Medrash, called Bali HaTosis HaShalim.
Oh, so remind me tomorrow. Look downstairs and see if we can find it. So I didn't know it came from Rishon. I just wanted to bring that to your attention. And I saw that quote in a nice kuntras called Or Torah, which I got this morning. And he also quoted a nice idea. The Ramban is the one who says in the Chumash, we mentioned already, Zochos Yom HaShabbos Akasho, we're supposed to sanctify. And he compares the Kiddush Bezdin by Yovel, things of this nature. So this kuntras is a very nice idea. That's not what the Rambam says. The Rambam says it's the kasha b'dvarim, divet shevach v'kilus. There's no hint in the Rambam, the pshuto. We'll maybe get to the Rav Shia later, not today. But the pshuto, the Rambam doesn't have this idea of you're being introducing your own sanctification process to superimpose it upon the kedusha which is coming shavas kavi v'kaima. See, right there, that could be the machlokes with respect to havdol. According to the Ramban, that the nature of the kasha was that you should infuse Kedusha from the human source over and above the God-given Kedusha. Obviously, it only applies to Kiddush, does not apply to Havdalah. So Havdalah would not be the Oraisa. The Havdalah is removing of Kedusha. However, according to the Rambam, that the whole idea is just the kasha b'dvarim, to set Shabbos apart from all the other days, you know that Shabbos is different than the rest of the week, then it makes sense to have it on both ends. Both at the beginning, the Samach l'Knisaso, and subsequently, Samach l'Tziyasa. In addition, I believe it's pointed out there, that the whole idea of the Rambam that we spoke about a little bit last week, the possibility that there's a Kiddush before Shabbos, that's what we spoke about, Shlomo Zalman, Shlomo, that's Kiddush before Shabbos, only makes sense, according to Shita Sarambam, that the idea is to designate the Shabbos as being a separate day, with Shvach B'Kilus, things of this nature, as I said before, both the Kiddush and respect to Avdallah. So Samach L'Knisaso, Samach L'Tziyaso has meaning. But according to the Ramban, it would be impossible, it would be totally impossible to imagine even a Kiddush before you accept the Shabbos. Totally impossible, because after all, the whole idea is to be Mekadosh and to superimpose your Kedusha, so therefore this idea of Samach wouldn't apply. If you're Mekadosh Shabbos Bivod Yom, it's only because the Shabbos is being Chal at that very moment. Otherwise, it would be incomplete. This I just started to see this morning here. This little kuntras called Or Torah. Very nice. So now, Rabbi Osai, we are going back to the drawing board to discuss some of the important matters that we started talking about yesterday, but didn't quite get a chance to finish. So before any further, I want to mention there's another tshuva in Minchas Shlomo. We already had Chelik Aleph Siman Gimel. An additional tshuva in Minchas Shlomo, because it's called Chelik Aleph Siman Yud Ches. Okay, and he starts discussing over here, this is divided into osios, os beis, and gimel, or getter, iser, hefstik, and brocha, lachila, and hefstik, v'davah, shebechova, she'enu, me'yin, asuda, such as hagada, or tfila, after brichas amila. These things we've been speaking about until now. So just not reading the entire piece, but just some of the highlights of beis and gimel. Beis and gimel themselves take 3 pages. I'm not going to read the whole 3 pages. There's a couple of highlights in here. Interesting case. A guy met Abdullah Okay? He's about to drink, and he goes, whoopee, I already made Havdalah before. Made Havdalah twice. So now what emerges? That the second Havdalah is a what? Say it, no? Rachel Levatala. So now the question is, can you drink the wine? We saw a little bit in the Shemir Shabbos along these lines, but he says it's comparable to a person, so on the Mogan Avram, it's on your Mar Makom, it's Lamed Beis. A person drank Kiddush on water, he thought it was wine, so he makes Kiddush again. But if Dait Alishtos Yayin Yosei, it's Zerach Levarach Shemes Bar Pre Agavim. So the question becomes, we should read it from the original. So you have it with you. Oh, and that piece of paper we gave out, the Mogan Avram, the initial piece with the two sheets of paper. Open up to the Mogan Avram, Sivkot and Lamed Beis. It's again the Reish Ayin Aleph, Sivkot and Lamed Beis. You all have it in front of you. You have the original Makor sheet. This is the one from the Bar Ilan. So the Mogan Avram says as follows. You have it right there. Just trying to find the right line to read to you. Second, please. Towards the end of Lamed Beis. V'imhoya dait al lishtos yayin yoser. You originally intended to drink more. Start from the kosav piski marai. So the last few lines. Im kidesh al mayim v'stava shu yayin yachzi v'yikadesh. Af agav de kidesh al yayin d'rabbonon. Gam v'mil d'rabbonon sol ha'azah. End quote. V'imhoya dait al lishtos yayin yoser. Originally planned to drink more wine than that. Ain't sorich levarich shein is boy pregafen. As you learn back on Simon Reish test, he has in mind everything, all the wine that's in front of him. Says of Bekivega, no. And he has died, he came with the nusach HaKiddush HaMalakos Umayim Lohavi Kiddush Zehu Havi Hefzik Ben Birchas Boy pregafen L'shtiyas Yayin Acher. That Kiddush is a broch, in effect the broch HaLevatala. You can't make Kiddush on water. That should be considered to be a Hefzik. So you see your Pshalim Zalman says, you see your Bekivega seems to go against what he's saying. Alright, so what's Takap Shah and Mogan Avram? So the Mogan Avram says, even though Sikha is considered to be a Hefsek, but if he says, bring me the salt, it's not a Hefsek. And before Shikamar Masaf, the Baruch HaSandaf, Mem, Omen, Aleph. Because what's Pshat and Hefsek? Hesek Hadas. So it's Me'en Yan HaAchila, it's not called Hesek Hadas. Okay? So let's say he gives the following Shah. I already have salt on the table. But I forgot that there was salt there. I said, bring salt. I say, there's salt right in front of you. What are you going to say? That's a hesek hadas? That's a hefsek? What do you say, yes or no? Why? It's a mira levatola. The salt is right in front of him. The answer is, he thought he needed the salt. So too, sending over here. He thought he needed Kiddush. He thought he needed Havdalah. Even though he was wrong, it's not considered to be a hefsek. Fascinating. What an interesting hop from a Reiner HaGoyen of Shlomo Zalman. It's amazing. This is again, if you want, it's in this new edition, it's divided into Osios. It's Os Beis. And again, I can't even tell you the paragraphs because they redivided them. So if you have the old edition, it'd be hard for you to find. Towards the beginning of this tshuva. Fascinating. So now it comes as follows. Hold on. Oh, look what he says like this. Yehi ratzon shenogim b'leil Rosh Hashanah l'simana tova. Some say it's not considered a hefsek between the bracha and the tima. Can you imagine that? They would say, Baruch at Hashem l'kenem l'kabor p'reit, Yehi ratzon shetuchad ha-shalenu. What? If you asked me, I would say that's a hefsek with a capital H. H or H, take it. There is no capital H. A hefsek with a capital H. He quotes the Mogan Avram. I'm going to read it to you inside. Can you get Mogan Avram on these things? Can you please put it on? I want everyone to see this. It's Mogan Avram, believe it or not. You're not going to believe me that it's really here. Yeah.
Kiddush Aleihem is just is the Rabbanon putting on the Shittos. Why would it be a hefsek for the person who thought it was making Kiddush on wine but it ended up being water? It's not.
You're asking, is Yotzev the Raisa?
I'm saying, why should it be a hefsek after the bracha if it's.
As you're asking, he was yotzei the daraisa with that recitation.
Yeah,
that's yes. So number one, maybe he's yotzei the daraisa with tefillah already. So we spoke about it at great length. So this is basically a waste of time to say kiddush and now to over water. That's what the true recitation seems to say that we just saw. You have in front of you. You have that in front of you in the Mogen Avraham, the end of Lamed Beis. He says that there are bonds. You have to repeat it. So pashas, you accomplish nothing. But pashas, if you hold it, the daraisa, you already yotzei and daven, which is the Mogen Avraham's view, also right in front of you. In the earlier Magen Avraham, they have it printed on that same piece of paper. But even if you would say not, that's a good question. It wouldn't be for naught, but it still would not be in full fulfillment of what you should be doing. I'm Tav Kuf Pei Gimel. I'm sorry, Sifkot and Beis. That's where he's quoted. It's Halacha Lemaisa because it's Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. That's why. But whenever we have something Hilchos Rosh Hashanah Kippur, I'm going to try to put on the screen today. So you shouldn't think we're being. You have to know it's Shloshim Yom Kodem Achag. I gotta tell you what's going on. Tov Kuf Pei Gimel Sivkot and Beis. For Omrim, what's for Omrim? The Ramah. The Ramah Yesh Nogel Lechol Tapuach Mosuk Bedvash. For Omrim Shetchat Tischade Shalenu Shana Mesuka. Avod Ram. V'chenog says among the Ram Beis. Mashma Shochel Tchila V'chakach Omer. That's what I do. I don't know what you guys do. So the hafzik between the bar parades and the eating of the apple. Kamosha kosa mesinil kum samav zayin siv zayin. Uva mats, what's mats? Huh? You know what mats means? You see, I want to see based mem. I want to tell you because it's a story I read in, I think Hamodia, or somewhere. I read somewhere just very recently, just over last Shabbos. So it was a very choshev individual who passed away at a young age. I think his name was Reich. And he, it said about him, that he specialized in svarim, collected svarim. And the first saver that he spent his career was the matz. He said he found matz numerous times in Magen Avraham. He had no idea what it was. He asked everyone, who is this? No one knew. So not that you don't know, don't feel bad. No one knew. He asked this one, no one knew what it was. Until he finally found it once, and he spelled it out. It stands for the, anybody, last chance? Me'il tzedakah. I'm not even sure myself. Was that what it stood for? I think so. Some mem tzadi. I think that's what it was. I'm thinking maybe it was the Magle Tzedek. I'm confused. One of those two svarim, and he found it from a Ksav Yad, and he reprinted it, and gave it out. That's why I'm saying b'matz. That's what it stands for. I wonder if in my edition if they spell it out. I have the not the fanciest edition. I have the regular b'matz. I don't have the. I couldn't find the Mechon Yerushalayim edition. Price spelled it out. I couldn't find it. We have it upstairs. We only have it downstairs. So I got it from upstairs. So you look at the downstairs. Bring it tomorrow. Make sure you bring the downstairs. We'll see if it's spelled out. Okay. So v'matz kosav she'ochel tchila v'chakach ochel. How can it be? V'tzarach loma d'svirle d'lo choshev hefsek. Period. It's amazing. It's an incredible thing. An incredible thing. Talk about sukkah, you make a bracha of leishim, but sukkah within the bracha of namotzi. Nonetheless, it's lechatchila, yesh lechel konam amira, the ain't that tzorech kol kach. Yo, the gamma tzorech, and the hafzik lechatchila. And it says in the Agah, should not be mafzik lechatchila, back in, I guess, in Kuf Samach Zayin in the Agah, that lechatchila, you shouldn't make any hefseki. Okay? Adkan. Let's go back to this discussion. Or, I was at a bris today. Kaima is a yellow azeb by bris mila. It's not considered an hefsek between the bracha and the te'ima. Even there's no chiv at all. The answer is it's milsa de shaycha l'suda. It's shaykh to the suda. Again, I'm not convinced that it works in the case of the apple, dip the apple in the honey, because you cannot bring a raya from yayin. Like same brought all over and over again. Yayin is unique. Yayin is what we call a what? A birchas hashevach. We'll have to discuss some of the details about this as we go, but that distinction seems to me is a valid one. So I just give you a few pinpointers to the beginning of Mincha Shlomo Chelek Aleph, Simen Yud Ches. Okay, that's just, I wanted to discuss with you now. But I have a few other points I wanted to bring out, which we didn't get a chance to talk about yesterday. And again, we're using the Shemir Shabbos Kilchasa. And my first issue is in the Shemir Shabbos, Perek Mem Zayin, Ha'ora Lamed Aleph. Whoever has one should please look inside. Perek Mem Zayin, Ha'ora Lamed Aleph. We'll come back to the movies in a few minutes. Perek Mem Zayin, Ha'ora Lamed Aleph. There we go. A person didn't hear Kiddush Friday night. You make Kiddush as soon as you remember, whether it be daytime or nighttime. Says the Shmir Shabbos, look at the Menchas Chinuch, which we saw, it's Tashlumin. The Bach says it's not Tashlumin. So Shlomo Zalman was a fascinating Shiloh. Somebody made Abdullah after Plaga Mincha, which you're permitted to do. And he remembers he never said Kiddush. Now what? Can you make Kiddush? Or maybe it's a tart to the sasri. He doesn't know. It's a wild idea. But you gotta, I just felt I had to tell you about this amazing, amazing Shiloh. Okay. Now, Rabosai, we have to discuss an important Nakuda. If you open up, please, to Resh Ayin Aleph Sif Yud Aleph, which is on the Maram Makomas. Open to the Mishnah Berurah, if you don't mind. Resh Ayin Aleph Sif Yud Aleph. Te'ima Sakos. So the Shulchan Aruch says, important halach over here. Im ein lo ala kos echad v'kadesh bo b'layla v'en atom mimenu at all. Shlo yafki menu. What? So what do you do? Ala shofek mimenu la kos acher v'toim yayan shal kiddush mi'akos ha'shein. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Shofek mimenu kishir melo lugmov. Says the Sharatzian, Nun Gimel, Shabbapogos Mizelo Yotza, Ukidal Kamei, Besif Yud Dalit. What does Sif Yud Dalit say? A page later. Imlo Toam, Amakaish, Retom, Acham, and Subim, Kimlo Lugmov, Yotza. But less than Lo Lugmov is the implication is clear. That? Lo Yotza. We spoke about this a long time ago. That's Lamed Bez and Mogan Avram, the one that's right there, they have right in front of you. Achlokas him in the Lavush. Says the Sharatzia Nun Gimel, please look inside. Tosis says so in Sochem Kufay, Dimasal Shvamina, Beli Rabbi Nistapeg, the cave and Sharotzel, Shayashi, Lemocha, Lakidish, Bidiyeva, Diaba Kolshu, Velonira Klau, Kambitos Shabbos, Vagraz, Kosim Pshitas, the Daka Kamlo Lugbov. Yeah, but the Levush, if you remember, said, that's not my cave. Do you have that Mogan Avram in front of you, Rabosai? That one Lamed Beis? Kosav a Levush? He's a perakubachol ma'arvin, not ma'akev at all. I the Mogan Avraham says not gemara. I see it is ma'akev. No, it's a ganayu lekos. That old story. It's not the ikuv mamish. So the levush holds it's not ma'akev. We went through this last time. How you read the various toasts. I'm not going to repeat myself. But the Rabbi seems to go with the mahalach of the levush. Now we go further. Me'akos Hashem. You have a cup. All it has in it is what? I'm the look of a drink from that. Uva Mogan Avraham Iskim the Das HaTosis the Kol Shel Cholvat Zorach Lios HaTeima Dafka Mikol Sheyesh Baravias Yai. Whoa. Where did this come from? So we're both have to open the Gemara and look very carefully. This is the Maram Makomis that we haven't gotten to yet. Please open up. Kuf Hei Omud Beis. Says the Gemara like this. Tanya on the fifth line. Hanichas is the base of the Motzi Shabbos Mavorach Aliyayin of Alamor of Alam Samev Al Hakakom Avdol Alakos. supposed to make kiddush, excuse me, Abdullah before the meal. Mara says, no. Kiddush has to be earlier, and Abdullah in this particular case, having alila, can be later. Mara says, you learn eight things from this Tosefta. And one of them is, Shmamina Tomo Pegamo. Let's see the last Tosis, okay? Shmamina Tomo Pegamo. Nireh. Let's go slow, okay? The Saka Daitach, the Ika Shtveme Revius. He has more than one Revius. Moshem Deleka Shtei Revius, Korele Kos Echot. Vahash the Muchak Shapir, the Toma Pagama. Why? Afal Gab the Kosha Bracha Tzarech Shir. The Nei Shet Tzarech Shir. Shir. What's wrong? Yitom Malo Lugmav. Hayeser Ala Revius. Verevius, and Yechle Birchas Amazin. Hey. So what's the problem? You follow what's going on over here? The Gemara is assuming that anything less than two revios is called kosecha. Nonetheless, you're stuck. Why are you stuck? Just drink a malo lugmav and leave a revios. What's wrong? Must be because tamo pagama. When you drink the wine, you've been pogimed, it's no longer worthy and roy to be used for the second kosher bracha on birchas hamazon. That's the Gemara says. And a whole bunch of other shmaminos. Mora says like this. Rav Ashi Omar, on the second line of his last words of Kuf Vav Amud Aleph. Tomo Pegamo V'kol Shel Bracha Tzarek Shir Chada Milsi. V'chi Kama. My time at Tomo Pegamo Shel V'kol Shel Bracha Tzarek Shir. Now what does that mean? What does that mean? So Rashi says, second line, Avel Yehave Beit Femi Kashir Tomo Lo Pegamo. What does that mean? So the Rashbam says, what does it mean? Rashbam just quotes Rashi just about verbatim. Doesn't add too much. Says Tosfos, "Bishum dekol shabrocha tzarech shir." Rav Ashi lo polagam aroy de besamach v'yistei shaper tama pegamo ela de mehol leka lemishma minok oma. It can't bring a riot from here that tama pegamo. Why not? Maybe the only reason why you can't sip, it's because kol shebracha tzarech shir. So what does that mean? Sip a little bit and leave the rest. So Tosfos explains. Ravashi dochi demayi deleka shir tima yosin the revius, referring to a case where there's not a revius plus molugma. No, the imtama chasa shiro. So if Ravashi says you can no longer bring a raya tama pegama because there's less, not only less than two revius, there's less than the revius plus molugma. Miu kashi. Hechi muchach tama pegama midlo tama odef akati tikshile amaylo tomle biyode o bikli acher kedama beelu dvarim. Pour off into a different cup, and that way you're not pogging. Tos is a big kiddush. Yesh loma. The kos chover when avdala berchas amazon the kiddush sorech lishtos. The last line mikos sheyesh bo revius. You must drink from a cup which has within it a revius. You don't have to drink the revius. You don't have to drink rov revius from the lugmav, but you have to have a rov mitoch kol. There has to be a revius in the cup. In the cup that you're drinking from has to be a revius. Ruvo kakulu is rov mitoch kol. Now if there's only a rov in the cup itself. Hilkach. Lo ev shalemitin biyodeh b'kliyacha. Because there's not going to be a revius in that cup that you're drinking from. Al b'brochas lo mara b'kol schov after the taka na titan li biyodeh. Tosa the chiddush gadol that Rav Osai, you have to have a kol shel revius. The Mechaber is against Tosas. Befeirish. What did the Mechaber say? Read it again one more time. Reish ayin alav sif yud alav. What did it say? You only have one cup. So you have Mekadosh on it. Don't drink from it. What do you do? Shofech mimenu lekos acher v'toim yayin shel kiddush me'akos hasheni. How much is in the kos hasheni? Obviously less than revius, otherwise you have two kosos. So the Mishnah Berurah Taka quotes in the Naf the Magen Avraham Hiskum Das Atosfos the Kol Shel Bechov Tzarech Lios Atima Dafka Mikol Shesh Revius and against the Mechaber. And we should follow the Magen Avraham against the Mechaber. So says the Mishnah Berurah not Nun Aleph. Rabbi said, turn to the Rosh and the Korban Asal. This is on the Maran Makomas, where it's a major question as to whether the Magen Avraham is really correct. I don't have where's the Makorah sheet? It's on, I'm sure it's on your Makorah somewhere. Let's see if I can find my Makorah sheet. Here it is. Here we go. Rosh, I think it's Simon Yudalit, and the Korban Asal Reish, if I'm not mistaken. Calls pogrom, so why allowed to eat before Abdullah? Yes, that's the question. Yerushalmi says it can be metaka in the calls pogrom by adding a little bit onto it. Often the Yerushalmi. V'tema, if that's true, him kain hacha. Meaning the rush is next page lamed ches in this print. Lama lo yavd lal calls v'yatakla b'mayim v'yachshirena b'biyachas amazon. So it's a simple answer. Drink from the cup, add a little bit of water. And then he can use it for Birkas HaMazon. If you have Shlomo the Marishik for Hoya Mazu Kedino, if you have Mason, Bomayim Yosei, Makakal, Oyola Barolishdia, it's already to the max. Certain Kedem grape juice, they warn you, don't add any water. They print it. You already added water. So don't dilute any further. Okay? Says the Korban Asal. Haidi Rishami Yesh Litchos, the Hoya Toim Kosho Kiddish Bekli Acher. Who mows go to Machal Hashem with the Kashir? Kloma. Then love your Raymond. I actually show me the coast pogam Yochel the Takdal, Achshim and Mayim. Digal the Mema, the coast of Rabbi Yonah, may all the lawyer pogam. Why not? So you're toim. Coast of Kiddish because Acher. Will the Machal mows go to Hashem with the Shir? Will the Mishim Tikkun? Fine. And the base Yosef built as you sowed. Orach Shulchano. Look at this. Bunny is sowed over Orach Shulchano. Beautiful phraseology here in the Korban Asanam. Simon Reish, Ayin Av, Sifya, we just came from there. The law Karab Bal Mem Aleph. What's Mem Aleph? No? Magen Avraham. Shekos had the Kol Shel Chovet Tzorach Litam, the Kol Shel Yesh Barevias. The Mefurasher, based Yosef, against it. The Mechabah is against it, based upon a rush. Umasha Mevi Raya, Vidivri Atar Stav Kufay, Vidivri Matchel Shraman Atom Opagam, Ayin Shom. Shel Tzorach Litam, the Kol Shel Yesh Barevias. That's the last one on the page. Kufayim and Beis. Emes shekainu betos hasham. Omna lo kasvu kain el tarutzei sugya. Hey ka'amar shmamini tama pegama. Because the Gemara thinks that initially you can derive eight things, including tama pegama. So according to that saka daitach, in fact you see klar from the Gemara, you have to drink from a kos which has a revius in it. Aval bas of the masik Ravashi tama pegama. For kosher bracha tzarach shir chadam milsa l'tideikel lemeimar lo tzarach l'tam kosher chove b'kosher yesh b'revius the Rav Ashi ayah b'raisa she'en lo yosel b'kosher mitzumtzum. We've had it before. It's only exactly a revius, no more. V'meiro the raya falls away. Ken kush datoz b'lavachi lo kosher midi because it's only a kosher mitzumtzum. Zeo anira b'kavon as tos hasham. Period. Therefore, he says the Magen Avraham is incorrect. And he goes on a little bit further. I'm going into every last detail. Wow. Incorrect, huh? Comes up Shlomo Zalman with the following Nakuda. Again, in the Perek Mem Ches, Ha'ora Ayin. This is the Islam. This din, Rabbi Osai, that you have to drink from a kol shel bracha which has a revius, which is printed in the very last line of Tosis on Daf Kuf Hey Amud Beis. Hakab doesn't say Shmamina 9. It's Shmamina Tamni, right? She Tamina Tisha. What's the ninth chiddush? The last line of Tosis. You have to drink from a kol which has in it a revius. Hey, that's a good question. Not bad, right? Shmamina 9. Says the Shlomo Zalman like this. This is Perek Mem Ches Ha'ora Ayin.
Lama Amar B'Gemara Hashem Psachim. Shema Menem Tamni. Hikates. 9. What's that? Kevin Shamina Nami. Chidush Gadol Zeh. So the data of the carbon asano low kaim lanachi, namely what? You have to drink from a cup which has a revius, because you don't pass in the maskana that way. Ulachain Mistaba Yose says the Mazalim, the reason why it's not cold, why there's only 8 and there's not 9, is what? Shazahaya Pashud Etzlam. As Tosa says, the Kalalu Bamasha Amr the Kol Shabrach Tzarech Shir. Tzarech Shir, and you may have to drink from that Kol Shabrach. I could drink from something from somewhere else. It has to have a shear or revius to be called the kosher bracha to drink from. So therefore, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman wants to say like the Magen Avraham against Mechaber, against the Korban Asana, and it's also the same in the Siv Chaim, by the same author of Magen Avraham. No! Tosin just mean the Nahav Aminu. So they have a poshet by them. So I guess, you know, it's either poshet that it's true or poshet that it's not true. Take your pick. But that's what the Machlok is over here. Lachatchil, of course, which we follow the Mishnah Brura, and have from a coast which has a Shia. It's very, very important then. Good. We now turn our bosai to the next source. Rabosai in Shulchan Aruch proper. Shulchan Aruch now. We're back to Shulchan Aruch itself. If you don't mind, please open to the Shulchan Aruch. Sif Yud Dalet. This is again all in the Marma Kofas. Resh Ayin Aleph. Sif Yud Dalet. Im lo tom a mekash v'tom achik kamei asumik kol lugmav yotza v'yein shtiyas shnayim etzarefes lam lo lugmav. You can't have two combining. You have to have only one person drink the entire melo lugmav. How can you have two different people? Who ever heard of such a thing? Of course, it may depend on exactly what the reason for shtiya melo lugmav, assuming it's liyikuva, is. Right? Again, the simple read of the mechaber is that shtiyas lugmav is liyikuva, and no one drinks them, it's no good. Now, here in Sif Yudalid, you have to drink one person. Take a look on the Rosh Rabosai in Simen Yudches. Simen Yudches in the Rosh. Simen Yudches. Goes to Lugma, what it means, all right, Ruba de Kasa. Very nice, the majority of the cup. Towards the end of Yudches, the Eroah, Sheha Echad Men Amesubin Tzorach Lishtos Mlo Lugma, V'Yein Shtiyas Shnayim Etzdarfenem Mlo Lugma. Why? Lo Mikvi Shtiyas Shal Hano Peporos Mim Mlo Lugma, V'Anan Be'inan Shehane Adem Mikol Shebracha V'Yayin Sheror Mikol Shebracha. You have to have a Hano, and the Hano is a Hano Chashuva, which is Mlo Lugma. Obviously, we divide in half, so nobody had Hano. Not Reuven and not Shimon is what's quoted over here in the Shulchan Aruch over here. Okay. Mikom Rav Mitzvah and Amuv Chashita Mekulam. Fine. V'yesh Amrim the Kevan Shebein Kulam Tomu Kimlo Lugmav Yatzu the Shtias Kulam as the Rebbe Zekashir. Who said so? Vav Haritva Perigzayin De Erevin Ayin Testament Beis B'Shem Atosis. Fascinating. Of all places, Haritva. Beis Yosef discovered Haritva. In Erevin, in a far-fetched place, that more than one person can combine to reach the shear of Melo Lugma. Fine. Open your Mishnah Brura. Please open the Mishnah Brura if you don't mind. Sivkot Ayin Gimel. Sivkot Ayin Gimel. So the Mechavas Mishnah, Locha Shechat Chila, that one person have Melo Lugma. Mishnah Brura, but the Evid. Iskima Harbi Yachronim, Tafila Shtias, Kalamasubim, Mitzarfan, and Lalungmav. Then he adds, Akshalo Yishe Ayade Shtias Kulam, Yosef Mechadea Achilas Pras. You can't have a gap of more than Achilas Pras. Who said so? It has to have a source, right? The most famous rabbi in the whole wide world is quoted in the Sharatim. Ayin Vav. Lu, what's his name? Rabbi what? What's his last name? Rabbi Poshut. You see? Poshut. Lo odif misha'im ha'yom ha'kadosh b'yatzmo. Rabbi Poshut Paskins, that's obvious. You have to have it in the Kadech Lutz Pras, because if I had a drink of myself in the Kadech Lutz Pras, I gotta give it to 5 people to be any better. Yes, sir. That's a good question. That has to do with Chazim Kippur too. Okay. You're all right, but make your din over there if you're going to connect this part. It's fine.
Also, the Rosh seemed to say that Shir Malo Lugmab is because it's like a unit of a Hanah.
Right.
Rabbi seemed to allude that it might be because of Rubo Kukulo, like the...
No, Rubo Kukulo is just a Shir. I didn't mean to say, no. No, I don't mean that. In the average person, it's Rav Revius. Guys, Og Melech HaBoshen. So it's less than, it's more than Rav Revius. If he's a small guy, it's less than Rav Revius. No, I didn't mean to say it's Rubel Kukulo. We'll see soon. Bedafka na. We'll see soon. So there's the same called Afike Ya. Very famous. Chelik Basim and Meditate. He doesn't understand this Mishnah Berurah. Does it make sense to require Kedech Yilas Pras when two people are consuming something? Today, Achilas Pras is Shir and Achila. For beyond Yom Kippur, after because Kov Seva, so Malugma, Bichte Achilas Pras. But over here, it doesn't seem to make too much sense. As a matter of fact, what does he quote? The Sharatzian himself. Take a look over here, back on the Sharatzian, Sivkotan, Samachay. Why do you require Kim Malugma? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Samachay. To be on Shir Choshev Shatis Yashav Daito Ayadeze. We basically saw that in the Rosh. Samachay and Sharatzian. Tosis v'yuma. That's also in the Rosh. Look at this now. Ulhayesh omrim de sif yudalev. De shtiyas kol ha-mesubim et starfin lemlo lugmov. Yeah. Al korchok taimach rino. Not based on the shtiyah of Hanoh. It's two different people. No one's having the Hanoh of Lugmov. What is the taimach rino? De chazal chilku kovod lekol shokhova. De yitztarach lo lugmov davka. Tosis Shabbos. In my opinion, give you my opinion only, these 2 days, whether you require one person or many people, are really the same old shaila as to what's the nature of their din of drinking from the cup. Is it you have to drink from the cup of Kiddush because that's part of Kiddush, Kiddush Makom Sud, they have to have a north from the coast, etc., etc.? In which case, it's ma'akev, and in which case, Rabbi Osai, one person has to have a lulugma. However, according to the second reason, that the cholik of the coast, you know. So then, many people have been sore. If it seems to me, if that's the case, it shouldn't be ma'akel b'diyav. It should be like levush, like the old story of Ganai on the coast. Ganai on the coast is not necessarily ma'akev. In the din of kosher bracha, I want to say my own chiddush. Tovah talia. Again, if you say it's ma'akev, you need one person. If you say that many people combine, it shouldn't be ma'akev at all. Based on the Sharatzin over here in Sivkon, that's my chiddush. It's not found in the classical svarim. I'm telling you what I think it should really be ha baha talia. So comes Arab Osai, and this I want to look up in Shmir Shabbos. He quotes Afika Yam right over here in Ha'ara Pei Ches. He thinks it's Mishnah Berurah. Makes no sense. I can talk about different people b'chdei achilas pras. Doesn't make sense. I'll read it to you from the Afik from the Shmir Shabbos Pei Ches. Since Shnayim is tar from the Lugmov. It came because this Yashav died by the Ashtiyah, as he quotes from Samachay. Because cover the coast, Sharatim. Im Kelo bin Yasubi died the cloud. Remelo gamlo bin and Shtiyah Sukhlomo Lugmov, Bechdechil Shtiyah Shavir Sachilas Pras, to be known the Chash that Milsam Lo Taimo. That's all. So I even know I myself, and I stalled longer than a Kadechil Spras and Revias and Shayotsu Bidi Evan. Rely on the post, and we'll say, you know, Yasubi died. Remember we said once, we saw one Shita? What do you do? You take the kos now, you drink it, and Yom Kippur, you drink a kosher meal, and you drink it after Avdallah. So it's a long time later. Doesn't matter. That's what he says. The Choro, I always learned, this is, how can you argue with this? Just this morning, nothing's an act. Just this morning, someone gave me this kuntras. Talk about this kuntras here called the Or Torah. And he says, there's a famous terrorist in this kash of the Afika Yam. It's so famous, I never heard of him until this morning. But okay, I guess I'm not so into the what's famous in this world. He said a famous teretz to answer this kash. So I can find it here quickly. Give me a minute. Sorry, I'm not finding it fast enough. Umafursum liyashiv is it? It's famous to answer this kash of the Afika Yam against the Mishnah Berurah and Sharatzia. Who's it famous from? Tell you to look at two svarim. Asher l'shlomo tinyana semenal. Who's Asher l'shlomo? Know who that is? Rav Shlomka Berman, zecher tzadik levracha. Rav Shlomka Berman was a son-in-law of the Stipler. He's considered the godel of the Tanaim of Panovich in his day. Unfortunately, he lived many, many years with a debilitating illness. I think it was a very extreme Parkinson's. So, even many years before his patir, he wasn't so active in saying shum. He's a brilliant man. I have a Shalosh Shlomo at home. I'm not sure if I have Tanyan. I think so. Siman Aleph. I'll have to do that a look. And another famous Eva now, Minchas Avraham and Zvochim. That's I think it's one of the Rabbi Garbos. I think Avraham Garbos. The Garbos family are the Doylem. They have many Sfarim. I think the Mishnas HaShabbos that we learned. The summer was that's one of the members of the family. The whole family of Iluyim from Eretz Yisrael. Laman Alfred Beis. There's a riot from Zvochim, Laman Alfred Beis, like the Mishnah Brura of all places. Zvochim, Laman Alfred Beis. What's it with us? There's a there. Chishev Lechel Kazayas Vishnei Bnei Odomal. There's a din of pigle, right? You plan to have a Kazayas eating Chutzes Mali, right? That passes the carbon. What is going to be eaten by two different people? So it's tarif. It's called pig. Had to be choshev on a kazayis. She yochel kazayis lemocher. If you think that two people are going to eat chatzi zayis each, it's also considered pigul. Then what's the following shayla? Chishev lechol kazayis b'yes mechadei achilas pras mahu. The next shayla in the Gemara is vachol amal alfa beis. Frek asher l'shlomo d'milchas avram kevan d'kvar askinon. The gambish name the other mitzarev, ubal koch rabishon dein tzorach ma'isa achila the kazayis, eloika shiyochol me'achefza kazay. It was brisk on my side. It's not a din in the gavrin in kazayis, a din in the chefza of korban has been eaten more than kazayis chutzes mano. Im kain mashayach the don im tzorach the achilas pras. It's a gavaldig akasha. Ela muchem b'gemara zul hedja. The gamish name the Adam shayer din tzir of dechte achilas pras, or they be counterintuitive to us as the mafurish gemara and zvachel lamed alf the base like mishnah brura against afikayam. How do you like that? Ah, mwah. What's the pshat? Habiru shem the called the havi betoche the achilas pras mikri the nechol me achefta kazayis v'chol davechias yosef achilas pras leket tziruf v'choshev the nechol pogos mikazayis. It's a mocker named to the Mishnah Brura that even though Shtias coming out of its words, well, look, love, they have to all drink within the Achilas Pras. Other than that, they didn't drink. Even the Chefta didn't drink enough. Wow. Wow. Amazing. 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 Oh. So he wants to know your kasha. Why did the Mishnah Brura say Kedei Achilas Pras? Why did he say that Shias reviews? Mama Shul Kash. So the Minchas Harong has the following answer. Let me read the answer. Look what he says. The Kadei Shias reviews is only a din in the Maisa Shtia. Mwah! In the Maisa Shtia. But not a din in the Chevtza. And by us, only discovered about the Chevtza, because it was by different people anyway. So therefore, it only worry about Kadei Achilas Prat. That's this beautiful term. I love it. The mamash, the next to last page of this kuntres. It's 310 pages. Page 309, he comes up with this beautiful idea which I didn't know before, so I'm so happy. Don't think I read all 308 pages this morning. No, I started from the end, and I got to this beautiful nekuda. A few pages before, I got that other important Mara Malkum of the Das Kenri Baal Tars HaSholim, which someone's going to bring to me tomorrow. Hopefully, before the Shia, I'm going to show it to everybody. Adkan, I saw in this beautiful safe. And he also has that thing about the Ramban and the Ramban, which you tell us about Abdul. Those are the three things I saw skimming through this beautiful kuntres this morning. Yes?
So the Shtia is divided up in between multiple people, and
there's no mitzvah to have a Bedech Shtia's release. It's almost impossible. But it was the Echidus Pras, good enough. Yeah. But more than that, not. To tell you the truth, till today, I thought the Mishnah Brura was wrong. Never count the Mishnah Brura out, Rabbi Osai. Never. Some people, you never count them out. Rashi, you never count them out, no matter how tamu it seems to be. Never, ever. Mishnah Brura, Chafetz Chaim, Gadol Hador, sounds tamu, just don't count them out. There's always, you'll see later on, people are going to find ways how to now say that he's not wrong, but he's actually right. And his critics are wrong, with Rias. So Rabbi Osai, this is a case in point. Let's go on, Rabbi Osai, to the next Indian. So I'm just going to leave for tomorrow. I'm trying to get the Birchas Eliyahu on it. This is found over here. There is a Shver Gror, Rabbosai. The Shverik Rav, for those who happen to have the big Shulchan Aruch in front of them, is over here in Sivkaton Lamed Gimel. It's the Ein Shtias. The Mechaber says, you have the Mechaber in front of you. The Mechaber says, in the first day. No, where is it? The Ein Shtias Shnayim Etzarevus. Why? The Hanah Binan. Like by Yom Kippur. We saw the Gemara in Yom Adav Pei, and we also saw the Rosh quoted that in Simon Yud Ches. Then he quotes the Gemara. What does that mean? I have to drink the Rav Kos, even though presumably my family members drank the rest of the cup. Very, very, very shver about that. What's the source of the Mekilim and the Shulchan Aruch, the Ritva. The Ritva in Erevin says, Tanav Tav Kulam should drink a Malo Lugmav. He himself, the Ritva says, excuse me, that's only true, Rabbi Osai, by Kiddush. It's not true by Arba Kosos. Arba Kosos is different. So it's very difficult. Who has his Kasha? Not me. Take a look on the Sharatzin, Rabbi Osai. Give a look. Sharatzin, Rabbi Osai. Please, look in Sharatzin. Sharatzin. Let's first take a look in Ayin Gimel. Then we'll look at Ayin Dal. First, Ayin Gimel. What does it say? If you have a small amount of wine, Mutav Shiyitom Echad Kashir Amesuman Layitam Uklal, Deshishara Anosam Yimokha Lekiddush Ola Havdol. Says Ayin Gimel. V'yach t'mitzum el amuf kashita mukula mutav sheyidach hazeh v'lo yitche t'ima kashirim l'lugma li'echot t'davar zeh hu li'ikuva l'kama gadola rishonim, as I said in the Bialocha. Another reason, look at Magan Avraham. Let's take a look. What does the Bialocha say? Take a look here. V'yesh omrim. Everyone see it? It's the bottom of page Mem Test in your Mishnah Brewers. El Yerav is Mekil, that they can all be mitzarif. He says it's wrong. Tarsus Yuma Daf Pei is Machmir, Meim Rabbeinu Tam, Yisuvei Daito. Tarsus Pesachim Kuv Zayin says the same exact thing, like Yom Kippur. The Rosh is the same. I showed you the Rosh, Rabbi Osai. Right? Either with Fonim of Tarsus, it's not our Tarsus. That's it, finished. So therefore, we have to be Mach. And the Magen Avraham says that even the Yesh Omer who hold that Tziruf works, who racked the B'dievet, but not L'chatchila. Okay, this is very important. So we should be Machmer. As I told you before, it seems to me it's only Gnai L'Kos we can be Mekel, but if it's a Yisuv, if it's Ma'ake, which is the Pesach of the Mechaber later on, B'Pshuto, against the Levush, or the Ram against the Levush, then I would only have to give it to from one person. Now Ayin Dal is a Shver group. What's the Gemara say? That even those who are Mekel, it's only B'dievet. If you mash a beer, agra, layesh amim hazeh, or the common big psalm of Kufchesim and Beis, who dish the Ruba the Kasa, koya kulam yachad. When we come from the common Gemara and Kufchesim and Beis, rak the B'dievet yosa, masha malola chatchil. Fine. Okay, divri agra, tsarach in godom, to isa beritva gufa. To who bal deyazul chidus from Beis Yosef, to the nishtias dalut kosis lo mahani tziruf vashas to osam halo ba dalut kosis koi. Dalut kosis for sure is not going to work. Dalut kosis everyone has to drink. We paskin. Suppose the kiddush enough to have one person. So the kiddush have to have one person. So it's enough that everyone can combine to the one person. But dalut kosis is a chiva guf to drink. Of course they can't combine. So what's the guy bringing a rifle from Arba kosis for? There's a pile ploim. I have no teret so far, so I already need to buy the Birchas Elio, and Chelik Dalet, and you also have to give me Chelik Gimel on those two things. You give me the sources, and then we'll try to explain. Maybe I have a pshat in the grow. So far, I have no pshat in the grow. Although, again, you never count the grow out. So you just can't do that. These Gedolim are too great. They must have a pshat, even though we are not smart enough to know what the pshat really is. So today, I have a very major nekuda to discuss with you. I want to show it to you. It's a bit of a continuation from yesterday's shiur. and then it's going to move in to, from Hilchos Rosh Hashanah to Hilchos Yom Kippur. I'm also, you know, we're coming up on the Yom Noraim as quickly as, more quickly than we care to admit. So we got to prepare ourselves for the Yom Adin, but we want to prepare ourselves for the Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur to get in Yonim as they relate to Kiddush, etc. Rabosai, I was reading to you yesterday from the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa Perek Mem Zayin, and we read a little bit, but we didn't quite finish it yesterday. We ran out of time. I want to go back to the same page. If you have a Shmir Shabbos, please turn. Discussing about when you should have the fruit after the Shechiyana, Thursday night. It's already Monday morning. It's already Monday afternoon, forgive me. So it's already, we're already coming on Thursday night before you turn around, Rabosai. You got to get prepared. So we saw Rabosai a shadish have it right away, way after you wash. Most Talmidim and the Shir, I think except for one or two, said your minigas you first wash, and it's a good way to get out of the problem of what? Of Brocha Achron. But I read you only two footnotes in Shmir Shabbos, I left at the third. That is Reish Chav Beis. There it says that if you have a Kazayis in your Brocha Achrona, etc., and that, let's say you have, who has pomegranates here, Meshach? Who uses pomegranates? It's common, right? Is that filu? Now they have to lessen the kazayas to avoid the problem. Even a barrier is a problem. If you have one full grape, even if the grape is a small, tiny grape, less than kazayas, it's a question about what a kazayas is. But well, let's say if a tiny grape and a kazayas is somewhat bigger, it's still the problem of something brocha achron. Afilu gargir echad shel rimon. What's a gargir?
Seed.
A seed, right? Is that the word that I use? Is that the word you use for pomegranates? They're called seeds? Say, see? What is that pshat? Are those things edible or you just suck the juice out? Who eats those things? Who eats those things? I'd say who can't eat them. Oh my goodness. You guys are braver than I am. Okay. So if you have even one gargir of a rimon, you run into a sabik brocha achrona. That's why it's a very dangerous thing to do. It's better to wait till after you wash to avoid a sabik brocha achrona. Shine.
Doesn't it create a sabik brocha rishona though?
After
washing.
Very good. So it says if you pick your poison. Once you wash, it's a sabik bracha rishon. The answer is no. It is true that if your person has an appetizer for a fruit, let's say a grapefruit, big machlokas tapostim, should you make a bracha? And as a matter of fact, we say sabik bracha slahokil. That's only if it's an appetizer. Here, it's meant as a halachic reason. It's not just, let's say a pomegranate for your appetizer. I'm about to say, even you guys who swallow pomegranate pits, when the last thing you say you served a pomegranate as your appetizer after you made a mozi before your next dish? Nobody in this room, even all the connoisseurs here, the gourmets, kavachon people like me. So therefore, it's only meant for halachic reasons. Rabbi, it's for halachic reasons. You want to be having shana tov mesuka simanim to have many schusin and kill the enemies and all the various things that we have over there. Yeah. So if it's not, I think it's a vadi bracha rishon even after you wash. But then look at the following last nukul that he has over here. Unbelievable. Oh. He says, you know, better have the fruit after a motzi, otherwise a suffic bracha achrona. Then he says as follows. V'im yochal min ha-pri gam b'toch ha-suda v'yichav en lifter also b'chosan shavirach lefnei ha-suda. What a great trick. Have a little bit of the shechiyona fruit before washing, and a little bit after washing. You have a kavana from the first of eight to be part of that one later on. Vadai de yotze de kulam. Why? Look at Mishnah Berurah in Reish Yud, Sof Sif Kot and Beis, parentheses Aleph. Because there it's zikha would not require a brocha achrona because it's extending into the meal. Vagam lo havi hefse godo ben birchas shechayana lachilas apri, which is the reason why you want to do it right away. It's a matter of frying. So you had the best of both worlds. I forgot to tell you this yesterday. Have a little bit at the beginning, a little bit more after you wash. So we had the shayla, what do you do? The answer is both. A little bit at the beginning, a little bit after washing. So believe that, if I remember, I'll do it this year, believe that, my wife will let me. Have a little bit at the beginning, a little bit after washing, and this way, I think it's Yotzi de Kulam. That's what the Shmir Shabbos concludes in the Ara, Reish Chav Beis. Fine, Rabbi say fine. So far, so good. Yes?
Isn't there a Tosos and Brachos
right?
Since there's like a
tzibu
to eat it, so would that be
anyone
to have?
Very, very good. A tzibu to eat it should make it not require a bracha rishon.
Right, and make it part of the meal.
So now you're saying a new word. So if I have my If I have my Shechianu, after I wash, I'm running to a Sabbath Bracha Rishonah. Not for your reason, Mordechai. Not because it's an appetizer. No. This is halachically required to have it. According to this minig of Rabbi Rutenberg, should be like the Maror. That's an excellent point. Even though we saw it's not Medina de Gemara, we saw yesterday, it doesn't matter that much in terms of Hitler's Hefsik. Maybe Hitler's here as well. So I guess you're right. So that's what everyone is doing, is running themselves according to our Shir assistant into a Sabbath Bracha Rishonah, Rabbi. So you don't want to do that. So you should, therefore, there's another reason to opt for the best advice. You know, that one, the best advice of the Shmir Shavuos Kilchos, which I have a little bit before, with the Bracha Rishonah, and a little bit after, to take care of the Bracha Akrona issue. That's a very good point. I like it.
Between
of course you can Mechalik. Of course you can Mechalik. Of course you can. But Afal Pike, Adam said so, we have to give him covered. It's new covered. So therefore, it's a good error. I like it. I like it. It's a good error. Rabosai. I want to just before going to Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, which our very next Maramakam. Gotta get on here again somehow or other. Yeah, okay. While I'm looking, could you please turn to Simon Mogan Avraham, Tov Kuf Tzadi Zayin Gimel. Tov Kuf Tzadi Zayin Gimel. Before we're doing that, just one last farewell of Hilchos Shabbos to the Mishnah Brewer here, and Simon Reish Tzadi Tes Siv Vov. Well, say, if you open up, please. Reish Tzadi Tes Siv Vov. Give him a chance, please. Reish Tzadi Tes Siv Vov. What does it say in Siv Vov? In the Ramah. I assume you all have open your Mishnah. You all have everyone have Hilchos Shabbos with you? Nah, I'll put it on the screen as well. Everyone has Hilchos Shabbos? They all have. Ramah says, Mishin is Misana Gimel Yomim VeGimel Leilos. He fasts 3 days and three nights. Yishma Avdala Me'acherim. Shir Avdala from others. V'mein Acherim Etzlo. Yochol Lahavdil B'Shabbos Mibod Yom V'Lishtos. V'Lekabel Achakach Atainis Olav. Amazing. Rabbi, when's the last time you fasted 3 days and three nights? We Halavai should fast on the Tainas that we're B'Chuyav to fast. Fasting is not popular in America, Rabbi said. How many guys fasted yesterday? Take the Farish, fast the first day of Slichus. Nah. Rosh Hashanah is a minute to fast, not in America. In America, I mean, some people do it, but in America, we're used to eating, Rabbi said. I used to fast. My father, Olam Hashanah, is a cook for my grandfather, Zichron of the Racha. He said, in Europe, he's to fast Monday and Thursday. Why? Because if they wouldn't fast Monday and Thursday, they'd die of starvation. Wouldn't have enough to eat the other days. Obviously, a little bit of a quip, tongue-in-cheek. They had nothing to eat. So, but you had so little, it's a different thing how you divide it here and there. But in America, there's such an abundance of food. Halavai we should fast the tayonos ha-mechuyomos. That's why I'm not into fasting beyond that, because people have trouble even to fast what the halacha requires. But they fast for 3 days and three nights in a row. So Rabbi Ose, open your Mishnah Brewer. See what he says over here. You have a Mishnah Brewer? Everyone has it, I hope. I hope you have all a Mishnah Brewer. Reish Tzadi Tes is on the Maram HaKarmis, if I'm not mistaken. Reish Tzadi Tes Sivav. It's actually the last line in the Mishnah Brewer. In the Maram HaKarmis, rather. Let's see what it says. Fasting 3 days and three nights, and that's unbelievable. We can't even imagine, but there's some lessons to be learned from here, even for us mere mortals who don't fast so much. What does it say then? So the Mishnah Brewer writes over here as follows. Sivkot Nchof. Ayin Bachronin. The Kosel Adinim is not a Beza Mabez Lelos. I feel the Yomecha Velelo. After Yochel Akaimet Savdala Be'atzo Achatainis, because he can do till Tuesday. As opposed to guys 3 days, they can't do it. Mikom gam yoseh tov shemoseh Shabbos avdala me'acherim tekruvei avdalta l'shabbos odiv tvei. Azu ikar mitzvahs avdala, right? The ikar was right away. We had a whole discussion about, right, tashlumin, the minchas chinuch, at great length. We seem to pass that the ikar's man is until Tuesday, not just tashlumin. Nonetheless, it's the proper time, it's as close to Shabbos ending as possible. Ideally afterwards, and better before, rather than days later. Fine. Fine. Good. Chaf Aleph. You give me Mavdo yourself and give others to drink. Okay? The Magen Avraham is not so sure. Why? If others don't know how to make a bracha, otherwise ideally I should be making Abdullah for somebody else. Alright, Akasha, not going into those details. We have to plug a mincha. On Shabbos itself. No. These are not like Tisha B'Av, because of some kind of a nether he took. Until the sun sets. Tainus only begins when it gets dark. But not earlier. So too, Shabbakabal Tainus Lav Yom B'Shayim Echol doesn't start until the night, even though you davened Ma'ariv earlier. Okay? What about Kabbalah's Tainus? It doesn't mean, the question of stopping to eat. Adkan, the Mishnah Berurah is giving some highlights as to what is found over here in this Amazing Ramah. Now, if you look at the Bir Alach Ulekaber, okay, so you start saying that it's not really a Kabbalah's Tainus for reasons which you're not going to go into at great length. You can eat all night, not until the daytime. Again, not going into all the Pratim. But here, by Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. Rabosai, anybody here fast Erev Rosh Hashanah? If you do, raise your hand. Some people do. How about 2 days before Rosh Hashanah? You hear that one? Look at the Bi'al Lacha, the last eight lines. Everyone look inside? You have a Mishnah Berurah? The last eight lines of page Ayin Vav in the standard Mishnah Berurah. Misha Mis'ana Beis Yomim Beis Leilos Kodem Rosh Hashanah. V'lo ho'yla v'motzi Shabbos Mimi L'shmo Avdolah Demhoyla Da'as Achrona Shetov Yos L'Hakach U'mavdol B'leil Gimel. So what's he going to do? He's going to make Avdolah on when? Monday night. V'yiv Rosh Hashanah. So, Rosh Hashanah could be on Tuesday. So, Monday night, he's going to make Avdala, Rabbi Osai. What's the problem? You already discussed it once before. What's the problem?
It's the Nusach.
What's the Nusach? Kosad Magan Avram, the Yasa Avdala al Kos Echad, Vikirish al Kos Acher. Lo Yasa Shneem al Kos Echad. Aye, the Gemara says early in Arabic Psachim, but it's okay. Yeah, that's only Yak Nahaz. Tarvayachod and Milsi. Fine. Arichas and Magan Avram. Says the Mishabur the last two lines. Wait a minute. What are you going to say? Hech yisayim ata bebracha. Hamavda ben kodesh l'chol? Now it's kodesh. Brackets. Will the sayim ata ben kodesh l'kodesh? Gam ken lo yitochein. Kemo beyond the shechal b'motzei Shabbos. Why? Achre shezu avdolahu al shayom me'achol. Alright? So what are you going to do over here? You're stuck. So what are you going to do? You can't. So what are you going to do? So you can't hamavda ben kodesh l'chol. It's already... It's already Kodesh. It's already Yantiv. What are you going to do? So therefore, Tzorachi and Gadol. The text is unclear. We saw this once before. I wanted to show you inside. There's much more to be said, but for time considerations, I want to get to this Hilchos Yom Kippur. Fascinating. Look at this over here. You see it? On both sides. Hamas Anim. Kostev Etshivas Maram. Everyone see inside? It's in the bottom half of this screen. Split screen. Chus Maram Sof Sivan Nun Dalit. Let me just open my Shulchan Aruch and see if it conforms what I saw here. I actually was reading it in the Machon Yerushalayim. I still have a different recollection. Maram his Ana v'kidesh v'beso kiddusha rabba. What's kiddusha rabba mean? Kiddusha in the daytime. V'yomar hatam. Fishudaraisa. End quote. What? Kiddusha Rabba is Daraisa? You must be joking. Kiddusha Rabba is Daraisa?
And Kiddush, not just Kiddusha Rabba,
Kiddush Alayin. That's absolutely wild. Ayin Simon Resh Petes. Danan Kaimelon. Shudarabonon. Of course. Open your, if you have Hilchos Shabbos, open up the Resh Petes. It's also on the Ma'amar Kamos. Just a brief sip. It's a very short simon. It's about Kiddusha Rabba. Very short. What does it say? Over here as follows. The Yavarach al-Yayin bar priya gafet for Nikah Kiddusha Rabba. Kiddush Rabba says in Barhetiv Beis, Zeh Kiddush Ein a Klal Daraisa. Rambam. Avad is not Daraisa. This is not a Shaila. For sure it's not Daraisa. Come on. So if you look at Mishnah Berurah Gimel, Nikim Lashon Zeh Shu Kamosha Korn Saginor. It's Lashon Saginor. It's the Ran says in Awadaf. I don't think we have a sword, it's right inside. Let's open the inside. Open up, please. It's on the Mar Makomas, I think. The Ran Zochreyu. Take a look, please. Kiddush Rabbah is a topic we have to discuss at greater length tomorrow, B'siyat HaNishmai. What's the nature of Kiddush Rabbah? But let's take a quick preview here. Where is the Ran Zochreyu? So Chreyu Aleyayin, V'yominayin, fine. Take a look, if you will, in page Samach Dal or Chav Beis in your respective edition to the Ran Zochreyu. Ah, Asmachta V'yalmu, Yi Kiddush Adi Mamad Doraisa, Heichil Arminan Be Elabor Pre'akefen Mesulo, Alabrochos V'birchas Anani. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous. What might be an answer to this question? What's the meaning of any sources? What do they do? What do they say? Come on, what do they say? And you say, Kiddush Adumah, what do they say in your house? Shamru. That could be Zohar. That could be making it into a Daraisa. We'll see soon. That is right. All even the fact it's only borrowed for a gof. So maybe we introduce Pesukim. Furthermore, Elo Kiddush Adaraisa Belailoi. That would be Knisasa. Elo Mishnah. Yeah, that's it. Today's only.
And why is it called Kiddush Rabbah? Lekinui. Fisha'eno ikur kikiddush alayla. Vizuta shiure kidikarina lisuma sagi nohor. A lot of light. It's a euphemism. Kiddush Rabbah is a euphemism. Says the Ran, despite that fact. Umikomakom kevin de tiknu rabbonan ke'en kiddush. It's called Kiddush Rabbah. Evsha. Sha'af biyom osu litom kodon shi'kadesh. It says beferish in the Gemara on Friday night. You can't eat before Kiddush. So to Shabbos morning before Kiddush. The Efshah should tzara kam ken shivim malkam suda Kiddush shalal. Efshah, only an Efshah. For in case of a Ramba, I will arrive at his sigo of Amma the cave of the high Kiddushim and the Rabbana Biyamu muto litom kodem shikadesh lo osu el the Kiddush shalal. According to the Ravid, it's not Kiddush at all. If you saw the Rabbeinu David in the Maram Chalav and the Maram Karmis, a lot of Nafkaminas. I don't forget to it today. It's a big fundamental fight. Is Kiddush Rabbah a real Kiddush? Well, no, it's a plain bar of prayer. Go off and just use a phrase. It's not really Kiddush. We had a couple of Nafkaminas, right? What do we have over here? We had to eat before. Did he eat Malkam Suda? There'd be many others. Talk about Yontif, talk about women, talk about remote to someone else. You're not eating. Three come up right away. And there'll be others as well. So there's many Nafkaminas. You look at those sources, we'll get to a little bit later. Rabosai, now we're over here in Reish Pei. Test, again, it's called Kiddush, surely the Rabban. Oh, I got a screen here. Oh, here we back. So what are you saying to Teshuvas Maram? Pili Ploim. Pili Ploim. So we pass with only the Rabbanon. Tell us, what's going on? What's going on? This is the Kasha which is raised. So you have to look. What are the from are in here? Rabbi Kivega is in here? Can you give me the Rabbi Kivega on this?
On this
Shulchan Aruch? Oh, they don't have. What they have? That only on Yoredeya? That's the one? Is he the one only on Yoredeya? Oh, man. I'm so upset. They don't have on Yoredeya?
No.
Oh, I wanted to show it to you. Okay. So, you know. Ive. Have a shower team?
Not sure.
Huh? I think they do.
later edition. Yeah,
okay, what edition is this? 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. How high they go?
This is 14.
14?
No.
Don't have it. All right. You know what?
No.
Don't have shots here.
No.
All right, let me, scramble a little bit and tell you a few things without, you'll be able to see it inside, which I feel bad about, because it would be good to see it inside. I wrote a few notes down, I may quote you a few things verbatim. Let's see if I can find these quotations. Should be somewhere here. I am. Hold on a minute. I want to read you some verbatim quotations. I think I have written down. I'm not sure. So, Rabosai, how do you understand Pshat? So the Shara Tziyun has an entirely different sense of mistake. Again, let's chazer again. This idea that you're fasting on Rosh Hashanah to the Rabbi Wittenberg. Well, I lost it already. I said I lost it. But he said over there that, what did he do? He said that, I have the original. I mean, it's from the original that I still have. The Rami Rutenberg, it says over here, with fast, the Kiddush Bebeso Kiddushi Rabba. And because it's Doraisa. We don't understand. What's he talking about? So first of all, what does it mean? Did he drink the wine? Or did he not drink the wine? How do you understand Pshat, Rabosai? How do you understand the source? Can you put this source up one more time? Just to show the everybody. Just the Magen Avraham, at least that we can have. Did he drink the wine or did he not drink the wine? What do you think?
He drank it.
Okay. So I'm reading the Levush Yisroel. He says as follows. No. Machza Shek. The rice. What's the loma? The vaday hayochol hotzi b'nei beisog shlohay yodim. Etc. Ma tachlis yotzal yatzmo? Pishu doraisa. And came b'mash yikidesh yotzal yidei kidesh min haTorah. Ah, he didn't make a psuda? He didn't eat? He's fasting? No. That's the Rabbanon. But if the kidesh would be the Rabbanon, lo ho'il yatzmo l'teis yidei kidesh, tome the Rabbanon and kidesh l'be make a psuda, he wouldn't have bothered. We pass, and says the Magen Rabbah, it's only the Rabbanon. And Yontif, even maybe by night, is the Rabbanon. And Shabbos, you already daven, the whole story. Says the Magen Rabbah in conclusion, Mikomagom Nirali, to Belaila Shirosh Hashanah, also this Anos. You can't fast at night. Okay? To Bechalom Lohitiru, Elabiyom, Velo Belaila. What does that mean? Tanis Chalom, the reason you can fast was you ate at night, so there's no Issa Daraisa. Interesting. Whole Arichas over here in this issue. The question is again, did he drink the wine or did he not drink the wine? That's the big question. What exactly happened over here with this Marami Wittenberg? So I wrote it down somewhere. No, I don't know. I can't show it to you inside. See if I can find it. Give me a second, I think I can find what I wrote down. The Lashon of the Shara Tziyun is as follows. The Easter Tainus in Rosh Hashanah is Doraisa, says, okay. And the Maram drank from the coast. Who said that shot before? Who said it? You mechavah to the Shara Tziyun. It's against everybody. The classical sources, including the Tashbates. Somebody may remember from last year, I brought out my little red Tashbates, that's the Maram in Wittenberg's Talmud, who wrote all of his Hanogos, this is Jewish Maram. Seems to say clearly, not that way. That the Maram fasted, and he made Kiddush for them, the other Kiddush was Doraisa. And how can it be? So the question is, I only borrowed for a Goffin, so I gave you an answer. This is my Mokar. He said Psukim. The Shamru, Zohar, and those psukim could be a Doraisa based on the Shiva Sarashva said that way. That's my pshat. That's perhaps the minig that we have. Where did that minig come from? I say some of the briskas don't say anything, just a Bora Pragov based on the Gemara. No, it comes perhaps from that original Aram that he had that way to be also a possibility of a d'oraisa. Right? That's the source for our din. Perhaps. I have my own personal chiddush in the Maram, which no one says but me. Yes.
Did the Maram see kiddush at Lila?
Oh, that's your obvious question. You already said kiddush at night. So what are you talking about d'oraisa?
Yeah, did he?
Of course he did. You think not?
Doesn't
think he fasted at night too? You think he fasted? If he didn't fast night, why didn't they say this kiddush at night? Presume me. And more than that, if he's gonna have kiddush by day, why not do it at night? So I have a kiddush nifla. It's my own personal private kiddush, which no one agrees with. I haven't found anywhere. So if you find anywhere, let me know. Rabbi Sai, my kiddush is as follows. We already pointed out, can you get me a safe for an alarm, maybe if you can? Shalme Toda. I think it's Rabbi Feldman from Bnei Brak on Yom Tov. He has on Chanukah, Purim, Sukkos, Merdivik, Tikkosvarim. So again, in this little kudrus, he quotes a whole Arichas, which I haven't seen yet, about whether Kiddush and Yom Tov is Doraisa or not. I told you that the Magen Mishnah says no, my Rebbe thought maybe yes, and Rav Shabbos says Hashem. It is a big Arichas, and I want to see it if he can get it for me. Now, so my Kiddush is as follows. The Maram holds that Kiddush on Yom Tov is Doraisa. That's not such a big Kiddush. We have people who say it that way. But here's my big Wapa Kiddush. It's almost hard to believe. Rabbi Sai, what happens if somebody forgets, Chas V'Sholom, Wednesday night, forgets to say, HaMelech HaKodesh, says HaKel HaKodesh, Chas V'Sholom? What's it do? Well, everyone knows you go back, right? Everyone knows you go back. Sarah Semei Tshuvim, before Shul Gemara would come out. Says the Chayodim, no. It's true of all our Sarah Semei Tshuvim, with one exception. Leil Rosh Hashanah. Who wants to guess why? Correct. A Mekachin Es HaChodesh Balayla. If a person forgets Yalav Yom HaShmoes Rosh Chodesh, if you get Shacharis, you go back. If you get Mincha, you go back. If you get Marv, no. And Mekash is a Chodesh Balayla. Chayalim quotes from Abela Pasavila, who was the Dayan in Vilna in his day, who said that applies to the first night of Rosh Hashanah as well. If you forget HaMelech HaKodesh, you don't go back.
Woo! That, if you forget Yalav Yabba on the second night of Rosh Hashanah, you also don't.
Correct. So maybe you apply the second night of Rosh Hashanah too, for all I know. I'm not sure. That's a complicated. I believe the Mishnah Berurah quotes it. If I'm not mistaken, I don't have a Mishnah Berurah. I have to get it. I need the whole Mishnah Berurah somewhere or other. The Mishnah Berurah quotes it from Rav Abba LePasav from the Chayodim. And the question is, he passed away or not? I'm not going into that discussion. If you want to look it up in the Chayodim, Klal Chav Dalid Simen Yud. I want to say the following Chiddush Nifler, Rav Osai. Maybe he holds that even though he made Kiddush Wednesday night, in the Kach Nesachodesh Balayla, and we had this whole idea of Kiddush, at least according to certain opinions, means you're adding your Kedusha, like Bezin says in the Kiddush. Same way as Bezin can't say in the Kiddush Balayla, so too, you can't be Mekayim the Kiddush Balayla. Kiddush Nifla V'Nara, no, it's almost impossible to accept that that's the case for all of us, that we do say Kiddush on Leil Rosh Hashanah Wednesday night, and if you're not Yotze the Doraisa then, so when are you Yotze? I mean, when you say, you pick up your cup, Tikkun B'Chol HaShavu B'Chesed Chageinu, that's the meaning we say, V'Yidav Moshe Le'Bnei Hashem B'Nei Yisroel, that's the Kiddush Doraisa. That's what the Maharavi Wood Book seems to be saying. Pilei Ploy. I can't say if it's true. That's a suggestion shot in the Maharavi Wood Book. Maybe. Yes.
Maybe he just holds the Bor Pei Gefen as a Birchas Shevach and a Birchas Ananin, and therefore he made the bracha, but he didn't drink from it. He just gave to his family to drink.
Could be. I'm suggesting if he didn't make say Psuki Hodah, it's nothing. How can it be? It can be the right Bor Pei Gefen. Has to have said certain psukim. I gave you. We say Veidam Moshe, Veitikum Mechodesh Ofer, and we say in Rosh Hashanah traditionally. That's my pshat. It's a wild pshat, but it's a suggestion. Yes.
Rashbam holds that Yisrael is the Rabbanon, but he's still he's bothered by the fact that how is this Shabbos Kiddush if it's just a regular Birchas Hanani? So he says that that having wine before the meal distinguishes it, and it's like an aspect of Kavod Shabbos. So even though it's just a Birchas Hanani, it can still serve as Kiddush. So we could say that's true on a Derech level also, that you normally don't start a Seuda with wine.
Could be. I want to make two more points. We have already sort of running out of time. One is as follows. We had a Minchas Chinuch. I think you may still have it in your... I gave it out before. So I'll make one comment about it. The Minchas Chinuch discusses the case of somebody who became a Godol in the middle of Shabbos by developing Shtei Saras. So he wants to say that perhaps you were not Yotzei. Not Yotzei. And he quotes a Rambam. The Poshra, you shouldn't be Yotze. But he quotes a Rambam who seems to say that even someone who fulfills a mitzvah be katnuso, perhaps he still would be Yotze. Where does that come from? I'm trying to find it over here. Well, so can you help me find it?
It's on the far right column.
Okay. Okay. In Kiddush B'Leil Shabbos is the Rabbanon. So you have to make Kiddush B'Leil again later on. Oh. Huladas Haram Amashikla Sabnu Sham. Oh, Acharamas for the first narrow line. Perakei mikorban Pesach halacha zayin kosav din cotton also Pesach berishin deskadal cotton Pesach sheni. This is Pesach sheni. So you see, therefore, it should work here as well. Not so pashut. That's true. This is a machloekas al gedolei al achronim. Why a yotze? If you weren't the bar mitzvah yet. So Reb Chaim in his pirush on the Rambam right over there, Reb Chaim there on that Rambam says it's a gzeras akosav of celibate service d'orais. The case of Mishnah is the same thing according to Marie Kurkus. That's the case. There's no raya whatsoever from this Rambam. Truth to tell, our Sameach there says no. You can be Yotzi b'katnu. So the animation of Dovah, the Nitzivan Simon Yitzchess says exactly the same thing. So that's an issue. And now I wanted to get to the Abia Omer that I mentioned before, just to make a long story very short. What was the case? I told you I had two cases in my shul, Rav Osei. Two separate cases, amazingly. 7 years apart, where Bar Mitzvah Bar, the same parasha, parasha Bar Loscha, when Bar Mitzvah was on Shabbos, but was on Shabbos, Bar Yom, it was June, the Mekava Shabbos early, obviously they wanted a big suda for the families, so they did their early Shabbos, then the problem was, Gemalt, he has a shout out to me, it happened twice, he came to me, in the land, what did I do, I made Kiddush too early, what are you supposed to do about this? So I thought you really weren't Yotze, you have to go hear Kiddush from somebody else, after it gets dark. So I was looking at my notes, what did and what really happened, halacha lemais. So I'm going to tell you a couple of interesting nekudas. Yabi Aoma talks about it, I told you, Chela Gimel, or Chaim Simil Chav Zayin, Sivkot, and Hay and Tess primarily. So like this. Quotes from the Imre Bina and the Ben Ishchai, such a bocha shna mekirishat al zvarei laila. It's against the Ramo. Simen nun gimel siv yud, someone who's before Bar Mitzvah, and it's Friday, this person's on Shabbos, he may not be a Shliach Tzibur, implying that Ma'ariv himself, he may daven. So he can daven Ma'ariv before it gets dark. Why can't he make Kiddush before it gets dark? So they answered, no, Tfilas Avos is Rishus. First of all, Tfilas Avos is the Rabbanim. But even the Rabbanim, you should try to avoid doing before your Bar Mitzvah. They say Kiddush Levana. Kiddush Levana, if you're turning Bar Mitzvah the minute, first day of the month, you should wait till after you turn Bar Mitzvah to do Kiddush Levana. Unless you do like I did, and you gamble and lose. I can't remember this last time it happened to me. Rabbosai, this year, I'm to this day sorry about it. I gambled and lost. This year, Elul, first Moshe Shabbos, Elul was, I think, Hey Elul, something like that. There was no moon. least in Pennsylvania where I was, no moon. No, Sunday, Monday, no moon. End of the week, is it ready? It was a moon. But people were making Kiddush Levana. I said, no, that's already way to the Motzei Shabbos. I said, how can I go wrong? Motzei Shabbos is Yud Beis. If Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet, Tetzaleh, 4 nights in a row, guaranteed to find the moon. Rabbi Yisai, I gambled and lost. Remember last week, it was a cloud straight for 4 days. The next night it came out. The next night, I was in a wedding in Marina. Took out for a walk with my wife, and there's the moon. I said, that moon, I'm angry with that moon. I didn't want to look at the moon. I was so upset. But if somebody, let's say, is bar mitzvah, and I'm going to do the same chance next month. I'm not going to learn from my mistakes. I'm going to wait left Yom Kippur, Minig Yisrael. All right, it's the 11th. I'm going to take a chance. 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, in a pinch. You can even do it on Sukkot, 15th. I'm going to take a chance. I hope I don't lose. The guys who don't take chances, they do it before Yom Kippur. The gross do more mitzvahs, whatever it may be. I guess I'm a real world gambler when it comes to certain things. I don't remember losing this gamble in memory. I just don't remember. So, what can I do? Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't give me the opportunity. Okay, do other mitzvahs. Rabbi Isaac, you have a mitzvah on the 10th of the month. So they say you shouldn't make Kiddush Levana because you're a potter. Wait till the 10th. I take a chance, sir. As even though it's a Rabbanan. It's no. This is even less because Tfilas Arvas Rishus. That's why I can do it. Even if you haven't turned 13 yet. But Kiddush, no. So this fellow, that happened in 2004, what did I send him? I sent him to Rabbi Ozvan Shlit, the Rosh Hashiva of Tels, because it was very late. He came to the shadow, it was so late, and everyone already, even people from the second minion, already went home and made Kiddush. I said to Rabbi, I know the Rosh Hashiva, and the Tels, the Yeshiva, they learn for an hour. I don't know what this, he's the latest man, to go to his house across the street, and hear Kiddush. So the boy went to the Rosh Hashiva across the street. He heard Kiddush. And guess what? It's written in my notes. Rosh Hashiva gave him a piece of cake. As you predicted. You don't need it. Kiddush was the Rabbanon. Maybe he owes the Raisa at one side of the Kivega. That's what's written here. That happened. Then it turned out, they told me afterwards, it's the same shit happened 7 years before. A different bar mitzvah. Exactly the same thing happened. The exact same thing happened. So by the way, the poskim say, I'd be Omer, in case you can't find anyone to make kiddush for you, have in mind to be yotzei the Doraisa with tefillas shachris. The Kaddish HaShabbos. But don't make kiddush yourself, because of suffix brachas. Rabbi Avadya Pas. Why? What's a suffix over here? Maybe he holds like that Rambam. Rambam, according to the pshat of the Osameach, and the Michas Chinuch, that the cotton can be yotzei, we don't understand why. Maybe that's a suffix that he has. So 7 years before, what happened? He came to me a little bit earlier. What I did was I sent him upstairs, we were eating downstairs, sent him upstairs to the second minion, and he had in mind to be Yotzei, with the Raisa, the Kechiyuv, for the person who made Kiddush at the second minion. How should we make Kiddush after Marv? He had in mind to be Yotzei with that person's Kiddush. Only one little problem, how many minutes after Shkia was it? Because you know, they don't. There's no Dvar Torah then, so till you finish Marv, it's maybe if you're lucky, half an hour after the Shkia, you're lucky. So we relied upon that. In other words, you should have told them to have Kavana in Tfilas Shachris. What should you do in these kinds of situations? You can argue that maybe you can't even eat till you make Kiddush at night. Maybe you can't eat because you're not about Mitzvah Bocha yet. So then you can eat until Shkia. Even without Kiddush, the whole family, this is a catered meal of the Bible, they're paying good money for this. And I say, okay, the boy should eat from his own party. Let him eat without Kiddush. It's only Friday by day. And then when it gets dark, and then he should make Kiddush and continue the meal. Aye, Rabbi Yisai, but he was already in the Kabbal Shabbos when he davened Marv with everybody. So what? If you look carefully, Magen Avraham, he says, there's nothing wrong with allowing a boy under bar mitzvah to eat or drink before making Kiddush. We do it all the time in shul. We make Kiddush in shul, we give it to little kids, drink. These are all thoughts that I had about these remarkable ideas. We're out of time. Tomorrow, we'll discuss the inyan of Kiddush HaRabbah and a few other important inyanim as well. Okay.